The Divrei Torah tonight are Li Nishmas Avram Shapsi Ben Chaim, the Shama Zohar Ben Aliyah, Shbi Melitz Yosher for his family and all Klal Yisrael. The Mishnah and Avos describing the events of this week's Parsha in the fifth parak of Avos. Kol machlokas shi l'shem shamayim sofu iskayim. Kol machlokas se'ei l'shem shamayim ein sofu iskayim. Ezu machlokas shi l'shem shamayim zu machlokas hilo v'shamay. Ezu machlokas shi l'shem shamayim zu machlokas kerach v'chol adosai. So it's that a machlokas that's done for the sake of heaven will endure. Right? And a machlokas that is not for the sake of heaven will not endure. And what is a machlokas shem shamayim? The machlokas of Hillel and Shammai. And what is the machlokas that's enel shem shamayim? Is the machlokas of Korach and the assembly that was behind them. There's a few questions to raise over here. First and foremost, the very, very premise of the Mishnah, that a machlokas l'shem shamayim will endure. That's terrible. That means it never gets resolved. Right? The machlokas shem l'shem shamayim gets resolved. Right? One party is dead. Right? Right? Machlokas l'shem shamayim is going to go on forever. Right? So that's the first thing. Like, what's good that the machlokas will have a kiyum if it's l'shem shamayim? The machlokas l'shem shamayim gets resolved. What's for all? Okay. So get to it. So now there's another question to raise that, right? That there's a problem in the right. The machlokas l'shem shamayim is a machlokas Hillel and Shammai. And why is Hillel and Shammai chosen? Why not a machlokas Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yeshua? And what about all the other Tanoim and Amoraim? Why are Hillel and Shammai selected? All right, but then we have, what?
Very few machlokas in Hillel and Shammai.
That's right. Just the opposite. It's like very few. Right. Yeah. All right, and lastly, it's not symmetrical with the end of the Mishnah. The end of the Mishnah says, so just like Hillel and Shammai should have been Machlokas, Moshe, and Korach. It doesn't say Machlokas, just Machlokas, Korach, v'chol adosai. Right? Only one of the sides is mentioned. To explain all this, there's interesting Rashi. Right? That's what you would think. So it says Korach, v'chol adosai, right? So on the pasuk Boker v'yoda Hashem, right? In the morning, Akash Hu will make known who he really wants, to be the Kohen. So Rashi says a very interesting, in the name of Chazal, a very interesting idea. Well, why is he mentioning Boker? Boker v'yoda. So that's Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Korach, Gvulus hitziv Akash Baruch Hu ba'olama. Akash Baruch Hu set up boundaries in his world. So just like there's a boundary between Or and Choshech, Vayavdel Elokim, Ben Or Ben Choshech, and when it's Boker, there's no darkness. And when there's darkness, there's no light. There are boundaries. So Boker, just like Boker, it's exclusively light and it's separate from the darkness. So also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu separated Aaron, right, from the rest of the Jewish people to be the Kohen Gadol. So just like you can't change day to night and night to day, so also you can't change the fact that Aaron was chosen to be the Kohen Gadol. So it sounds nice, but what does it mean? That just like there's a boundary between day and night, right? So also HaKadosh Baruch Hu has separated. He was just like his Mavdil ben Or l'Choshech, so he was also Mavdil ben Vayavdos Aaron l'Kadshoy. They separate Aaron to sanctify him. So the Maral on the aforementioned Mishnah, points out an amazing thing. The idea of machlokas l'shem shamayim is a fascinating concept, right? It was originally believed, back in the days of idolatry, right, that there's a sun god, there's a moon god, fire god, water god, right? There's a god for everything. Makes good sense. Polytheism makes good sense, right? Because, these forces very often are anywhere between non-cooperative to mutually exclusive, right? The fire and the water, right? The darkness and the light, they cancel each other out, right? So since they don't get along, right, they must come from different sources, right? If there's only one God, there should only be one type of thing in existence. And since there's many different types of things of existence, many of them, you know, like the fire and the water, just can't be at the same place at the same time. They must come from a different source. Right? The unbelievable idea of monotheism is not Stam, there's just one God. It's an amazing idea that there's one God of infinite power that can do anything. And that's, you know, you have to really appreciate how Avraham Avinu, you know, how innovative he was in his thinking and how he took on the entire civilization, this entire civilized world that he lived in, because, you know, the argument was, as we said, there are contradictory forces in creation, so each one must have its own source. Because you see, these sources are mutually exclusive. You understand what you're saying? When you're saying there's only one God, you're saying that one God can do everything, including opposites. And it is the greatness of the one God, right? To say they could do more things and more things and more things and different and diverse, the more you're showing, you know, the infinite ability that he has, infinite to the point, even beyond what you think infinite is, even infinite to the point that he can even do contradictory things. Make a world that'll sustain opposite forces, fire and water, darkness and light, you know, all the contradictory forces will coexist in the same universe. That's amazing. Or if you want, let's look at it from this. Let's take it from the opposite perspective. Same idea, just take it from the other angle. How is it that one universe sustains so many contradictory forces? Why doesn't the universe just go kaboom? Right? Because of all the different forces and opposing forces and different pulls and stresses that there are. What holds it all together? One God, right? And it's just a display of his, you know, unmitigated ability that he could do so many different things. It's a huge Kiddush Hashem that the one God can do anything, even opposites. That's what it means, Machlokes L'Shem Shamayim. That the etzem fact that we've divided up into opposing forces is a Kiddush Shem Shamayim. That this one God can do anything. Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu shows off this ability when he does what the Ramban calls a nes betoch nes. Right? You know, when he, like the famous story that happened with Hananiah, Mishael, Va'azariah, who got thrown into the furnace, right? You know, they were chilling inside the fire, right? The people around the fire got burnt, right? The fire was hotter on the outside than it was at the heart of, you know, the fire itself. To show you and teach you that the all the forces in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are like silly putty, right? He could do anything, so he could do opposites also, right? So that means that the more different things that there are in existence, the greater we show the power of the deity, that he could do anything. If it would be just one thing, we would say that's the only thing he can do. The fact that he does opposites shows that he can do anything. Because if he could do two opposites, then there's nothing that he can't do. If he even do two things that would, for us, from our perspective, cancel each other out. And that's what's holding the cosmos together. God's infinite power, right, that could sustain even opposites is what's holding our universe together, even though the universe is filled with opposing forces that collide and cancel each other out. So there's a Zohar. In Parshas Bereishis, Daf Yud Zayin, right, by Yehi Rakia B'soch HaMayim, right, that when the water split, says the Zohar, that was a machlokes l'shem shamayim, right, or like, you know, what the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah on Yom Hashishi, the Shir of Yom Hashishi, Hashem Malach Geus Lavesh Hashem Malach Chilek Masav U'Malach Alem. God divided up his creations into opposing forces. And this shows the godless of his kingship, that he's the king over opposites, not just king of one thing. Right? You know, that's what the Maharal also says in his Pirush HaTfilah, that we make, you know, we bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's Ma'ariv Aravim, right? He's the God even over change. Right? You would think there's a night God and a day God, right? And if, you know, whoever's the God of night is not the God of day, whoever's the God of day is not the God of night. And we stress by Mariv, right? Not only is he the God of night also, and this should be the God of day, but he's the God of change. Like, things could change. Mariv Aravim is the process of how changing from day to night, that nothing is staying stable. The Ribbono Shel Olam is in no category. He can do anything. And the Machlokas L'Shei Shemayim demonstrates that. Now in that Rakia B'Soch HaMayim, it made the most, one of the most fundamental differences that there are in creation, that makes creation what it is, made the difference between heaven and earth. That Rakia B'Toch HaMayim made heaven. Ve'Yikra Elokim L'Rakia Shamayim. Right? And that paved the way, right, that space to make Aretz, which is the opposite of heaven. So Rashi points out to a certain Havdalah between light and day. The Zohar is putting the emphasis that also the division within the waters, right, to pave the way for Shamayim and Aretz is also Machlokas L'Shem Shamayim. What would the world look like, right, if we only had a heaven and not an earth, or an earth and without a heaven? You know, would be no world. You know, we need both heaven and earth. Earth, you know, is Haaretz Nasan Bnei Adam, and heaven is needed to sustain earth. So even though heaven and earth are opposites, right, for God, they get along. For God, you know, it all works together. So says the Zohar in that same place, Shamai Miloshin Shamayim, right? The heavens, right? Meaning Hillel and Shamai run parallel to the original division between heaven and earth. That if God created the world with the Torah, and we said the world should be a diversified world, right? To show, so God could show off how he could do all different types of things. And he's not chaser anything. He could do anything, right? So, and if it's all rooted in the Torah, because of Istako Baraisa Bara Alma, that means the difference between heaven and earth already appears in the Torah, the division between heaven and earth. And that's the Shittas of Shammai versus Hillel. From Shammai, the Shittas of Beis Shammai comes Shammayim. Right, and from the shitas of Beis Hillel comes Oretz, and that's why the halacha is like Beis Hillel, right? Because we live on his turf. He's the local rabbi. Because we live in the Oretz. Lo Asid Lavo says the Ari, when we're going to live in Shamayim, the halacha will be like Shammai, because we'll be on his turf where he's the, you know, Moradasra. Right. So God, Hillel and Shammai are like the most basic, you know, they are connected, the most basic division, right? Even though we could divide and subdivide the Torah am infinitum, and we could have more and more machlokas, and it's not a bad thing, but there's like certain machlokas that had to be, right? The Torah would be incomplete if there wouldn't be a Hillel and Shammai, because it would be running parallel as if there'd be a heaven without an earth or an earth without a heaven. So that's the original Machlokas L'Shem Shamayim, that parallels what there is in my separations. That's what Rashi's pointing out. Just like there's division in creation itself, and God is showing off all the different things that he could do by making different things, even by making opposites, right? So also, Halacha represents the natural division that there is in reality, Istako Baraisa Barama, just like there's a night and there's a day. There's a heaven and earth, there's a Kohen and there's a Yisrael. It's all reflected, you know, the halacha reflects the division that was set up in reality itself, and which is God showing off, you know, everything that he can do. Korach just wants everything to be one thing. He wants everyone the same. Liberal, right? He wants everyone the same, right? So in Korach's world, there's only Korach v'chol adaso. He just sees his side. He doesn't see the other side. Hillel sees Shammai, and Shammai sees Hillel, and they understand how both of them are necessary, and you have Shlemus between the two of them. Shalom and Machlokas, the two opposites, right? You know, peace and dispute. What are the roots of the word Shalom and Machlokas? Shalem, and Machlokas is Chelek. Chelek. It's part versus whole.
To divide.
Part versus whole. The root of the word Machlokas is Chelek, right? Part. The root of the word shalom, peace, is whole, right? Real peace is that I'm different and you're different, and we understand that we come, but shlemut, wholeness, is between the two of us together. Machlokas is, you know, I have a very partial view. I only see my side, right? But machlokas is chisaron. It's only a chelik and not the kol. So machlokas she'em l'shem shamayim, right, doesn't want the other side. He only wants himself. So that's machlokas korach v'chol adaso. Korach only wanted himself. Believe it or not, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted him, and he wanted Korach. And he extended Korach opportunities to come back. And not only that, in the future, Korach will come back, right, to fulfill what Moshe Rabbeinu offered him. He offered him to come back. He offered him an opportunity to do tshuva. He offered an opportunity to back down. The Ari says, on the pasuk, tzadik katamar yifrach. The Sofei Teres, tzadik katamar yifrach is Korach. Lost his level, Korach will come back, right? Because Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be proven right, that there's room for everyone in God's world, even for Korach. Korach doesn't see that. So the Hillel sees necessity for Shammai, Shammai sees necessity of Hillel, so that's why Machlokas Hillel v'Shammai, they understand that there are two parts, and together there's wholeness. The Machlokas She'enu L'Shem Shammayim, right? You know, the guy only wants himself and his agenda and his platform. He doesn't see the necessity for the other guy. So Machlokas She'enu L'Shem Shammayim, Zu Machlokas Korach V'Chaladoso. Korach doesn't see the necessity of Moshe, but Moshe sees the necessity for Korach. And Korach will have his tikkun, because to show that in God's world, everything is necessary and everything is a part of the Kiddush Shem Shamayim, right? Diversity is a Kiddush Shem Shamayim, that one God could create so many different things, and through all the different things, there is Shlemus.